This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The gates are open. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Can you believe that you've got a major publisher saying, yeah, I've got immunity. I got to get out of jail card, fake news, whatever card. How about the National Enquirer holding damaging stories in a safe? Wow. I haven't heard anything like that in a very long time. What were they calling it? Catch and kill. That's what they called the deal. So the Wall Street Journal got a hold of it. They published the details of Playboy model Karen McDougal's catch and kill deal before the 2016 election. So fearful it might be used against American media, the publisher and the company's chief content officer removed them from the safe in the weeks before Trump's inauguration, according to somebody familiar with what happened. And then there was this immunity deal. So were the documents destroyed? Were they moved to another location? I don't know. I'm not sure. But and nobody is. That's the thing. Well, there are two people, at least, that know from the American media company. So the Wall Street Journal reported that the publisher shared with prosecutors details about payments that Cohen, Michael Cohen, said Trump directed, that he directed the president in the weeks and months before the election to buy the silence of Karen McDougal and another woman alleged in an affair, porn star, we know this whole thing, Stormy Daniels, saying Daniels was paid $130, McDougal was paid $150. President is denying the affairs and the accounts, the knowledge of the accounts, that kind of thing. So what, does it go anywhere? No, I don't think so. Again, it goes back to what we've talked about before. Today when I was scouring the, social media, I've got the same thing we always get, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Pretty much people are volleying back and forth. Oh, the president should be impeached. No, the president is being screwed over by the people who are scurrying for running for safety nets. And it's 50-50. We live in a polarizing America now. It's us and them, you and those guys. It's sports teams, and it just depends on what team you're playing, I guess, right? I don't know. I like the no-labels deal. I like the idea that you can vote for people, like people, realize that things do get exaggerated and twisted, and you can also say, well, let's see where this goes. When I was a reporter and came out of journalism school, boy, it was drilled into my head. You had to have two sources. They had to check the sources. You would never, there'd be no innuendo, no blah, 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 blah. It was nailed all the way right down the line. So what are the specifics of the story? There's definitely a story there, and it's amazing that you have a chairman and CEO of American Media, and they're the publisher, so I want to make sure that you understand that he's not the publisher. They're the publisher of the National Enquirer, and the fact that they buried that story in a safe is news, because usually it's the opposite. It's gotcha. It's we got the story, we gotcha. Whether it's true or false, or there's little details that are missing here. I mean, how many times, for goodness sake, has that newspaper been sued? A ton. I can, remember people winning suits, like Carol Burnett won a suit from them. I remember that was huge news because she didn't care how much money it cost her. She was going to, take it all the way into the ground if she had to, because there were made-up stories, and she was furious, and she won. She won her story. All right, so while all of this turmoil and chaos is going on the East Coast, in the Hawaiian Islands, they're buried in water. Hurricane Lane is a little bit weaker, but is still smashing into Hawaii. Imagine, if you will, for a second, you live in this beautiful place with these great views, And then suddenly you're in 20 inches of rain. And some of us have been there in 24 hours. So the Big Island and Maui are in the thick of the storm. There's no question about it. So it's weakened to a Cat 3. Hurricane winds from 111 to 129 miles an hour. And it's kind of skirting some of the islands, but it's definitely done some damage already. I mean, just crazy. And there are some people surfers who are like, you know what? I'm going to catch a wave, which I don't get it. I mean, I'm not a surfer, but the biggest wave of your life could be the last wave of your life. And I even saw some video where this was in Waikiki, and there were surfers that were riding out the storm, and it's like, wow, that is brave. I don't get it. Hawaii's big hotels, and there's some big properties there, by the way, are saying they can keep their guests safe as long as they stay inside. So they're urging people to stay inside because there's people that want to go outside. They want to go outside. They want to see. They want to take selfies. Yes, selfies. And they want to go and watch surfers and that whole kind of thing. So, like, for example, the Marriott Resort in Waikiki Beach in Honolulu had a ballroom on the third floor as a shelter for guests. They started removing lounge chairs from around the pool and the bar area. So, because, you know, if things go flying, that's nasty stuff. And the roads. I mean, that's the thing that's always the concern. Always. So they're boarding up, getting out generators, just like anybody else would do. We're not hearing a lot of reports of death, so far, keep your fingers crossed. That is the best news possible, because, frankly, that's the thing that matters the most. That's what we care about the most, is that people survive it and are okay. You can rebuild, you can go through the nonsense. I mean, and I saw pictures of palm trees bent in half, so it's for real. If you are seeing places where there's 20 to 25 inches of rain, it's bad stuff. Definitely, no question. All right, as we follow that up with this, the update on the autopsy of Molly Tibbetts is that the autopsy found that she died from sharp force injuries. She was abducted by a stranger, you know this, by running last month in a small town. And the preliminary autopsy results from the state medical examiner's office determined that the 20-year-old was definitely a victim of a homicide, yes, who died from these injuries. And, you know, they say a pointed object like a knife was used to attack her. The details of the injuries, they weren't releasing very many of those. She was out for an evening run. We know this story. So many of you were sending me notes about that. You were telling me what was going on in Iowa. We talked to people. So Tibbetts was running, and he was in his car and got out on foot and started chasing after her. I guess he's saying he panicked, allegedly, after she threatened to call police on her cell phone. And we'll see how they piece this all together. It's, you know, about the process. And they want to make sure it's nice and tight and sewed up for when they get into to court. All right, hang with us. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends here on America Tonight.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Pink Houses, there's the reference. See if you can time together. Who do you think the singer is? Mellencamp? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive into these movies you see here in just a second. But I do want to say some of the best movies are on Netflix right now. Yes, my cheap movie reviews should really include Netflix because they got a bunch of big things that are coming up, including some oldies but goodies. So I can tell you that The Departed is a great movie if you haven't seen it. Martin Scorsese's The Departed. It's is an all-star cast, but it's a good movie. I remember my grandfather and I watched it together. He loved that movie. Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yep. It has a really crazy deal about the Irish mob and Massachusetts State Police. And it was a movie that came out in 2006, but it's a really, really good movie that still holds up. And then, of course, there are other things that are coming out on Netflix, like series and stuff. And some of those series I have been a fan of and I have watched. So when I get time, so it's not like that's all I'm doing, but when I get time, I watched Ozark. If you like kind of thriller stuff, a little dark, but not awful, I would say Ozark. Jason Bateman is in it, rather, and he's so good. If you do want to go to a big screen movie, there are a few movies out this week. Some of the bigger ones are still languishing on the big screen, however, I think. Mission Impossible, if you like a good clean movie with fast action, that kind of thing. Mission Impossible, and you know the whole narrative of that, if you like it, and you like Tom Cruise, or you like him in that role anyway, then go to see the latest Mission Impossible. I saw that, gosh, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I think I talked about it. I would give it a very big thumbs up. All right, so this movie is called Axel. Uh-huh, Axel. And what is Axel about? Well, I want you to hear our little snippet, and then we'll talk about it. Check it out.
Someone there?
We get this out, all right? What the hell are you?
Introducing Axel, the latest in military protection, featuring facial recognition, onboard weapon systems, and owner pairing capabilities.
It's paired now. The key gives them control of the entire project.
You want to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I want to show you something.
Hello.
You can talk to it?
Yeah. Stay. You're a good boy. Can you disobey everything I say? Flip it.
Somebody spent a lot of money on him. They gotta be looking for him.
I don't think his owner deserves to get him back.
I need to know what it's doing.
It's evolving way beyond expectation.
It's my dog. I want him back.
Bust the drones.
Come on, he needs our help.
What we should do is turn it in.
It's not finders, keepers.
You gotta stay down, all right?
It's a robot.
An intelligent robot. He feels things.
Sending you the new location. Move in for retrieval.
We're in this together.
All right, so what is Axel? Humans teaming up with robots, or heroic animals is what they call them, to accomplish what they could not do on their own. That's what the movie is about. But it's gotten some good reviews, which is crazy. It's a top secret. Axel is a top secret robotic dog with advanced artificial intelligence created by the military. And it's sort of like a coming of age movie, too, if you can believe it. So if you like action adventure, I'm thinking teenagers, with this whole idea of the high tech wrapped in between it, then this would absolutely be up your alley. And I was looking at a site called Rotten Tomatoes, and Rotten Tomatoes is an aggregator, and what, for people who want to see it, 81%. I'm like, wow, 81%, but the tomato meter is not available. Meanwhile, you have Crazy Rich Asians has brought in $26.6 million in this past weekend. Christopher Robin is doing okay at the box office. Mission Impossible, I already mentioned. Mile 22 is another one that's pretty popular. Mamma Mia, it's petering out, but it's definitely got its female audience. It's definitely a chick movie. Some guys would go see it, but mostly that's like a date movie kind of thing. And then there is another movie that is out this, well, there's a couple of movies, but one of them has so many, we'd have to bleep the whole thing. Andy would just be the bleep man because there's so much swearing in it. So we knew we weren't going to play that one. By the way, it's called The After Party. So this one is called An L.A. Minute. Check it out.
We're live from Los Angeles. Theodore Gold, the most famous and celebrated author in America today.
This is Shelley Stein, my scumbag is.
Mr. Scumbag to you.
You wrote a novel where the protagonist is a homeless serial killer. It's inspired.
Please do not buy this book.
I'm finished writing books that sell only to Hollywood. From now on, I'm going to write literature. I'm going to write for myself.
Hey, baby. You go to your kundalini and your meditation every morning. You, what kind of man are you?
I think I'm onto something exciting. I was so into it. It was so good.
You're Ted Gold. You're like really famous, successful hack author.
You are so cynical.
Oh, it's not about cynicism. To art.
To integrity. Mrs. Velocity, she is a great artist.
This hot new actress, Velocity, made television history.
She's not interested in money.
Yesterday, I was staging meaningful performances with maybe 35 people. And today, I'm a national sensation. What does it say about our culture?
This girl is a cross between Isadora Duncan and Lady Gaga.
You've got Mother Teresa.
I'm going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
Let's make some money on this before that freaking 15 minutes are up.
Bank account's frozen.
What? I'm homeless.
Sound like some karma's catching up to you, man.
Oh, yeah.
We live in a sick world. I gotta like it.
It's really amazing what a difference a day makes. So what happened to integrity? You used me.
I'm an artist. That's what we do. Have you forgotten?
Life is always in flux. Knowing that we can remake ourselves every single day. What a long, strange trip it's been.
All right, so did you get that in that L.A. Minute? What was L.A. Minute about? Well, think about it. What does L.A. Minute mean? So what does the movie L.A. Minute mean? It means a whole lot of kind of crazy is what it looks like to me, and Rotten Tomatoes is saying it's a satirical look at fame, success, the whole star-making machinery, the karma, everything that you have attached to that. There's some interesting people in it, but I don't know that it's one that you would go see on the big screen. And as much as I like Gabriel Byrne, I would say, ooh, maybe you wait until it's out streaming. I'm just saying, maybe until it's streaming. Rated R, 86 minutes. It's all about the whole L.A. scene. All right, coming up next, Ruth Hedges joins us. She's all about crowdfunding, one of my favorite people. I like her so much, I put her in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. You can get a copy now. It's on sale at katedelaneyspeaker.com. See you on the flip side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
People would say, oh, but you appointed Jeff Sessions. I said, I did.
President Trump goes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions. During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
In other news, ISIS claims its leader still alive. The terrorists releasing an audio recording, reportedly the voice of radical Muslim leader al-Baghdadi. Now, some thought he was killed in a drone strike, but his body never found. The voice on the tape calls on terrorists to attack the West. The tape runs almost an hour and asks followers to use cars, trucks, and knives to carry out terrorist attacks and kill non-believers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th. And big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned, because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have.
True?
Yes, it was. That's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund at, like,
we got the statue.
We got the statue.
What should we do with
really,
it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and
yes.
whatever else
yes.
they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper, and people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's
yes.
dollars.
Right,
yes.
right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have it's in your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face-to-face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called Artist Share. And it was before Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched Artist Share to help musicians fund their music because the
2003. So 10 years before.
Before, yeah.
The Kickstarter,
well, Kickstarter is about 2008. So it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest.
Oh, my God,
ever.
You did not, really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. And, I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Until it made sense. Yeah. And then it's on Artist Share, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music. Yeah. This is
unbelievable. You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. That's fantastic.
It's in monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what's your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first did my first convention in 2012, we're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year. The entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion. Yeah. It was more than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Right. I mean, but I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference just for starters.
Sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, you know, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea, a product, and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, you know, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
That's right.
It's not
that's
the
right.
baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really
that's
compelling
right.
people.
It's
that thing.
Yes.
I want the drone.
The
I want the 3D.
Cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make $100,000
printer.
And got $10 million
exactly.
in funding.
Yeah.
Wow,
yes.
So you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your sixth year of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
I'm, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Whoa.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There's
who's the creator?
It's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
the name.
So it's somebody with a background
yes,
in
it's
game.
A game, okay. And it's a board game with creatures.
Okay. So it's not even, it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board, like a Monopoly kind of board game. And then there's FloHive, which was, this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree and or into a beehive or something, and you get the honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million in 30 days.
So what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have failed miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
If you want to do it in a smart, strategic way, you've got
to
go through
the process. Right. You have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
you.
Social
media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, you know, a long time. And that matters,
you know. Right. One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
FloHive.
FloHive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
Do you remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested
had that $300...
And the company would have got their
and
funding.
And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean, startups
everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about these, qualify, is the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... Before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said,
No, you can't
invest. Sorry. You may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world. with so much I mean, I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Tonight, pleased to be joined in our virtual green room by Sarah Hart Weir, who is the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. It's, something really near and dear to my heart, that's for sure, for a couple of my friends who have children who have Down syndrome, and I've watched them actually really soar, and I love this. So it's a pleasure to have you on, Sarah. Thanks so much. You got this National Health and Wellness event hosted by Major League Baseball's athletic training staff, teaching the kids the importance of physical fitness, and it includes those with disabilities. I love, love, love this. So tell us more specifics about the National Play campaign.
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Kate. It's such a pleasure to be with you this evening. So excited to talk with you about the Play campaign. You know, our mission at the National Down Syndrome Society is to be the leading human rights organization for all individuals with Down syndrome. So NDSS is so proud to be the disability partner for the PLAY campaign for the second year in a row. PLAY stands for Promoting a Lifetime of Activity for Youth. And for us at NDSS, this is the second year we've been involved with this initiative. It's just an incredible opportunity to get our individuals with Down syndrome basically on the same playing field as their peers. And it's just, it stands for everything we're about as an organization that's fighting for the human rights of all people with Down syndrome.
Yeah, and how did this happen? How did this, because, you know, whenever you have these ideas and you start, you roll them out and then you get major league teams interested, as somebody who does a show on NBC that's sports related, I completely understand what that's like. But this campaign to raise this awareness was actually created back in 2004. So I can imagine now here it is the summer of 2018. There's so much more awareness, isn't there?
So much more. And I like to say, you know, as a community that's fighting for the human rights of all people with Down syndrome, we're even past this point of awareness. You know, we know what Down syndrome is. And for us and the organization that we are constantly putting people with Down syndrome in front of these accomplishments and these successes that they're really about. So we're really past this awareness phase, and we're focused on, you know, advocating and being those activists for individuals with disabilities. For us in particular, you know, having the opportunity to be on Major League Baseball stadiums across the country, you know, it's really a great opportunity to level the playing field, but also fight for the human rights of all individuals with Down syndrome through this opportunity of health and wellness. Everything we stand for as an organization is about really just breaking down barriers that are in front of us every step of the way. This was created in 2004, as you said, and it was just 2017 when we had a disability partner at the table. So it's truly exciting.
So what's been the reaction to this? The fact that, like you said, it's beyond awareness now. I can only imagine. I mean, this is almost a layup question, Sarah, but it's got to really make your heart feel good, and obviously others as well, because like you said, it goes beyond awareness at this point.
It truly does. You know, I'm very fortunate. I grew up in Kansas with a best friend who has Down syndrome, and, you know, I remember taking her to Special Olympics when she was in high school and just working with her and seeing the opportunity to compete through the opportunities related to Special Olympics. But for this is through the PLAY campaign, it's so natural, and I've had the opportunity to kick off the season with the Cincinnati Reds. We were in Kansas City, my hometown team, with the Royals last week, and we'll travel to Pittsburgh here in the next couple of weeks to be part of the PLAY campaign there. You know, one of the best things that I experience day in and day out is that, you know, people are just treating people with Down syndrome like everyone else, and that's what you see at these separate events across the country, supported by the PLAY campaign. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society, PBATS. They've just been a phenomenal partner with us in everything that we do.
And so how does it work? So as you said, you were at the Reds and then going to Pittsburgh, and now you're touring all the other places too, Royals, et cetera. How does that work? How do you set the schedule, and what do people see when you're there at the ballpark?
That's a great question. Well, we're very fortunate. This is really a collaborative effort. I like to say everything that we do in the disability community, it takes a village, and this certainly is an incredible, very collaborative village for our purposes and for the work that we do. So we work with PBATS, but we're also working in conjunction with the Ruderman Family Foundation, the Taylor Hooten Foundation, and then the Henry Schein Cares Foundation to really bring all of these like-minded stakeholders together. We're all very unique. We all have very ambitious, aggressive agendas, but this is an opportunity to hit 12 Major League Baseball stadiums across the country, everyone, from, as we said, from the Cincinnati Reds to the Royals, Cubs, Boston, Detroit, Washington, and so on. And we bring everyone together, and, you know, it's just a great day to not only advocate and educate, but for our purposes in the Down syndrome community, it's also an opportunity to celebrate the accomplishments that we've had and then have this, you know, major life-changing event for our young folks with Down syndrome to be part of something like this.
And we're speaking for everybody listening to Sarah Hart. She is the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. So as the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society, I bet really you've seen some interesting things float by on your desk. I can only imagine besides this, other areas where you try to reach out. And obviously with Major League Baseball, that's just a huge stride with the National Play Campaign and how well it's doing. What else do you do that's really raised more than awareness for, you know what, people with Down syndrome or just people too?
Yes. So, you know, the heart of what we do as an organization, as a human rights organization, is advocacy. And it's doing things like speaking with you, Kate, this evening, but it's also, you know, we have boots on the ground on Capitol Hill and in state capitals across the country. So one of our biggest priorities right now is ending a 1938 provision in the Fair Labor Standards Act. You can still legally, not illegally, pay people with disabilities sub-minimum wage. We're really focused on overturning an 88-year-old provision in the Fair Labor Standards Act. In fact, today is actually the 88th birthday of this provision, and we really feel like practices that are discriminatory and outdated and were formed at a time when we were still institutionalizing people with disabilities in this country are really archaic. They're obsolete, and they need to go away, and we want to remove every barrier in the way of an individual with Down syndrome from receiving and achieving their full potential. You know, we often say it's 2018. People with Down syndrome are graduating with regular diplomas from high school. They're going on to pursue post-secondary education. They're going on to compete in a very competitive workforce. They're going to get married. They're going to live their own lives. And, you know, we really truly feel it's our job as an organization to remove those barriers standing in the way.
Yeah, wow. Has to be just so interesting and so rewarding to watch what's happened. And like I said, we started off talking about the National Play Campaign to see how certainly that's grown and people participating and really understanding what the message is here. Good luck with all of that, Sarah, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kate. Have a great evening.
You too. So Sarah Hart, we're, as I said, the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. How cool is that, the National Play Campaign? And then getting those partners to really even beef that up more. And if you want more information on it, go to pbats.com. For more information, go to pbats.com because of their education too and what they, you know, what the play events are and participants and how all of that works, etc. And again, the Taylor Hooten Foundation, Harry Shine Cares Foundation, and the Ruderman Family Foundation too. I mean, how great is that, that they all have jumped on this very important bandwagon. Like I said, I have two friends who have kids with Down syndrome. It doesn't even seem like that to me. I mean, when I say seem like that, they're just have melded in society. People treat them like anyone else, and I love it. Absolutely. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.